Stay there. We're talking more NBA. We are joined right now by the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. He is in his second season with the Hawks. He spent the previous five seasons with Philadelphia. He is a member of the USA basketball coaching staff. Of course, I'm talking about Lloyd Pierce. Lloyd, it's so good to have you back. There's a lot that I want to talk to you about. But before I do anything else, let me ask you how you and your wife and your daughter and everybody around you are in the middle of this pandemic. Lloyd, how is everything?
Jim, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks for asking. We're doing well. I'm here in Atlanta. Sitting out on my front yard. Hopefully it's not too noisy. But the wife as well. Baby girl is almost 22 months, and it's been a great opportunity just to spend some time with her during the pandemic. You know, we're all trying to get through this the same way and have to find a silver lining, and that's it for us is the family time.
Now, she's just 22 months, Lloyd, but I know that you were watching The Last Dance with your baby girl. She might be a little bit too young to appreciate it herself, but what did you make of that series?
You know, it's amazing. She learned the word Michael Jordan. She knows how to say it. So I appreciate that. You know, for me, it was a trip back down memory lane. You know, I'm a big Jordan fan. I grew up on Jordan. I grew up on Magic Johnson. I grew up on 90s basketball. To revisit that and to really realize how different the NBA is from that time period was fun to watch. And it was fun to share with our guys, our team, because the game's just different now. It's a different approach. You know, the practices, the lack of access that, you know, obviously we had the access to watch that video, but that's such a rare thing for that time period. Whereas now it's just access to everything. Social media is access to everything, but that wasn't the case back then. So to see some of that footage and to know the things that were going on, it just seems like a new story that we didn't have access to back then. So I was fascinated watching it. I loved it.
It was fascinating. Really compelling. Lloyd Pierce joining us. It feels like there is momentum growing now for the season to return at some point in the coming months. So what kind of thoughts do you have when you think about resuming this season?
You know, Jim, we're in a weird spot. You know, we're such a young team. I knew when I took this job that we were going to be on a timeline of growth and really trying to build this organization from our roster up. And it was going to take time. And one of the things that's really valuable for us is games played. All five of our main guys, our top five, I call them the core five, you know, John Collins, Trey Young, Kevin Herter, Cam Reddish, and DeAndre Hunter, you know, integral part of what we're doing here. All of those guys are averaging double figures, and they're all 3 years or less, and for the most part 2 years or less. And you know, the beauty of what we're seeing here in Atlanta is they're getting game experience, and they're going to grow a little bit faster than most young guys are able to because of that game experience. And so we are dying to play. We need to play. It's important for the long-term growth of this organization and for those guys specifically. We miss it, and we need the opportunity to play basketball, and we really hope that we can resume and we can be a part of it. But our situation is different than every other team in the league because of our youth. So there's so many arguments, there's so many logistics and things to worry about. We want to just worry about what we can, and that's trying to provide the best opportunity for our young guys, which is to resume basketball and to be able to play again.
Atlanta Hawks head coach Lloyd Pierce is joining us. You're so right. Everybody's got a different situation. Now, when you and I spoke last year, we talked about the games in Cherry Park back in the day. I mentioned I just had Quinn Cook on the show. He talked about growing up in PG County, Maryland, and all the competition that was around him. How valuable was it for you to grow up in a spot where you would show up to the courts and you had to fight? I mean, battle for everything against really good competition on the way up.
You know, the beauty of sport is competition, and I don't care what sport we're talking about. That's the thing I miss the most as a player is just that ability to compete. It said something about you when you were in junior high and you can go to the park, and it was all, you know, college players, the grown men, and you were able to earn your keep. And, you know, and if you weren't ready, you weren't able to get back on the court. And so there was just something about that feeling that when you left that day, and you stayed on the court multiple games because you were winning or because you were respected. Like, that's a good feeling. That's a real good feeling as a competitor, and you want that feeling more and more. I think that's a huge part of our sport. I think that's a huge part of what is really important in all the sport. It teaches so many lessons, and it's valuable. And I try and preach that, and you try and express it. You try and talk to guys about it. There's nothing like competition. And, you know, I'm glad Quinn was able to get through what he was able to in PG County and everybody, wherever they grew up. But everybody has their own take on competition and what that means to them. That's the greatest thing we have in sport is the ability to compete, to take on challenges and to overcome challenges. I love it.
Talking to Atlanta Hawks head coach Lloyd Pierce. I love hearing that. You know, Lloyd, I really enjoyed the conversation you and I had last summer. And the reason for that, we didn't just talk basketball. We talked about life. And I bring that up because in the wake of a police officer killing George Floyd, you posted a photo of yourself on Instagram with the caption, and I quote, "There is an appropriate fear being a black man in America. Feeling safe, protected is not an option for me. To think justice for Floyd could easily be justice for Lloyd, and it's because we look alike. To those who discredit our existence, we are recycling hashtags and protests to no avail." End of quote. What kind of thoughts and emotions have you had since the killing of George Floyd by police officers?
You know, it's an emotional one, to be honest with you. What a tough week this has been for me personally, for African American men, and I really think for our country. It's not right. I think the incident that happened in New York, where the man at the Bird Park brought out his camera, and the incident that occurred where the lady accused him of assaulting her in a park and premeditated the accusation, was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life as a black man. It's literally like watching someone accuse you of something and then having the power to make it happen. And that's the reality. And the very next day you wake up and the reality is a man was killed for no reason. And so when you put the two together, you're afraid that you've become a threat just for the skin of your color. And then the reality is because of the skin of your color, there's an opportunity, there's a chance that your life can be taken. And so I posted that picture and I zoomed in on my face and I had to explain this to a lot of people. If I zoom out, you say, "Oh, that's Coach Pierce." When you zoom in, you just see my face and you just see a black man. And I become just that, just the black man. And a black man is in fear right now. And so it's been an extremely tough week for me personally, because of just that. I'm not an NBA head coach. I don't have any privilege. I am a black man, and that's not going to go away. The NBA head coach could. The fear of being a black man could go away, but it isn't. It hasn't. And right now, it's at its worst point. And so I this has been a very tough and emotional week for me personally.
Agreed. Lloyd, I want to make one more point, too. I want to read part of your post again so the people can really hear it and take this in. Quote, "To think hashtag justice for Floyd could easily be hashtag justice for Lloyd, and it's because we look alike to those who do discredit our existence." And you did just touch on this, but what does it feel like to know that hashtag could have your name instead of his?
Well, I think sometimes you say the reality is it could happen. I think it's almost at this point the inevitable. This is no longer a one-off. It hasn't been for a while. It isn't a one-off. You know, these aren't just happening randomly. These are happening often. These are happening consistently. You know, the last one just happened to be in Minnesota, and the next one could happen in Atlanta or could happen in L.A. I don't know, and who knows who it's going to be, but it's no longer just the reality. It's almost an inevitable that it's going to happen. And that's why I put the tag. You know, it's not just because we have similar names. It's because we are black. And to some, that's all it needs to be. And that's what's scary.
He is a member of USA Basketball's coaching staff. Of course, the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. This is a conversation we had to have, continue to need to have. Second season with the Hawks. Lloyd, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your thoughts. I appreciate you coming on this program, and I appreciate having that conversation with you, Lloyd. Thank you so much, and let's do it again soon.
Jim, you got it. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you very much, Coach. Lloyd Pierce joining us. All right, we will take a short timeout. Powerful comments from him, and I agree.